Hello again and welcome to another episode of Real Talk with RJ. If this is your first time listening, please don't forget to like and subscribe and follow so you know exactly when we release brand new episodes. This episode is going to be talking about and focusing on why people cheat. What I mean by cheating on this one is not the traditional, you know, cheating at board games or cheating to win in competitions or anything like that. I'm talking about relationships. Why do people cheat in relationships? There's lots of different reasons, but I figured that some of the, like, I can just use myself. The reason why I used to cheat when I was a cheater was that I had low self-esteem and I tried to overcompensate for it by acting confident. I wasn't confident, but I needed the approval of other people. I needed the approval of other women to make me feel better about myself. I needed women to tell me that I was handsome so that I knew I was acceptable, so I felt better, I felt confident. I needed women to hit on me so that I felt desirable. But as time grew on and as I matured and as I learned to love myself, I realized that I didn't need their opinions. I could be happy without them. I didn't thrive off their opinions. Yeah, it was nice to be, you know, complimented. Anyone who says they hate being complimented is either super arrogant because they hear it all the time, or they're lying to themselves. Because it feels good to be complimented when it's a sincere compliment. But when you're expecting those compliments or you need those compliments, that's when it's dangerous. Because if you thrive off those types of compliments, it's easy to really fall into the fog of focusing and putting all your eggs in the wrong basket. It's like, rather than paying attention to the wet floor signs, you're paying attention to the dry ground that's like 50 feet in front of you. And by looking 50 feet in front of you, you're going to miss the fact that you're about to go through a very slippery puddle right in front of your feet because your eyes are on the wrong thing. If you thrive off of all these other women or all these other people telling you that you're handsome or sexy or gorgeous or pretty or beautiful, whatever the case may be, you're going to put much less attention and weight on when your significant other tells you you're beautiful. Now, if your significant other doesn't tell you that you're beautiful or that they don't compliment you or give you any type of praise, that can be problematic because, you know, that's the one person who should be doing that. Like, oh man, you look so beautiful. Cause I mean, I know how, like, guys, when we get ready, you know, we get ready, we try to look good and stuff like that. We could take a long time too, but more often than not, it's selfish. And let's just be honest with ourselves. More often than not, when men are getting ready to go out, it's selfish. I want to look good for me. More often than not. And once again, more often than not, is saying that this is not 100% true all the time, but more often than not, this is true. So with women, more often than not, women are often getting ready and doing their best to look good so that they can look good for the person for whom they're going on a date or with whom they're going on a date. So they want to look good and be desirable to the person they're dating. Men, we go out because we want to be desirable by everybody else. It's just kind of how the world, I mean, it's kind of how it works. It's kind of how we function. When we're out there trying to get ourselves looking good and stuff like that, often it's not for a significant other. That's just a sad reality. It is what it is. You know, but that type of mentality can cause a lot of damage because you're focusing more on what everyone else thinks rather than what your significant other thinks. And for the longest time, I used to be focused like that. I used to think, man, I mean, I want to look good so that when I'm going out there, you know, girls are looking at me and want me and stuff like that. But what's the point? How would I feel if my fiance were to get all dressed up, not for me, not for her, but so that all the other guys would keep looking at her? How would I feel? I'd feel like a mascot rather than her partner. I feel like I'm the second place trophy. I feel like she's settling because what she really wants is the people she's trying to get, you know, their attention. My fiance, whenever she gets ready with, you know, the sole concern of looking her best for me. You know, and I try to look good because I want to feel comfortable and I want to look my best as well for me. But I'm not trying to go out there and look my best for other women. I'm trying to go out there and look my best for myself so I can be happy with how I feel and happy with what I see in the mirror. And at the same instance, I also want to look my best for my fiance. And granted, it's easy to stop caring about how you look when you have your significant other. It's easy to fall into that where you're just like, you know, I'm not going to do my makeup. You know, I don't care. We're together. I don't need to put on this front. Why? Why wouldn't you want to? Well, because, you know, I got him and everything like that. Well, that, guess what? Let's be honest. Yeah, you shouldn't have to sit there and get done up all the time and stuff like that. And it goes both ways. This isn't just about women. This is about both people, men and women. It's about both partners. You both should be trying to look your best for yourselves, but also to look good for each other as well. For those men in relationships, you know, be healthy. Work out, exercise. You don't have to have a six pack and like super ripped arms or anything like that, but be healthy. You know, for those women out there, you want to do your makeup? Cool, do your makeup. You don't have to have your makeup done top notch like you're going out. In fact, I would discourage it. Don't do your makeup, in my opinion, don't do your makeup top notch every day and all day, especially when you're in the house. Like, don't do it. Because you want to be able to knock your significant other's socks off when you really get done up, when you really put on your skills. And so, you know, you want to give a nice, pleasant, simple coat, or, you know, foundation, mascara, you know, lip gloss, or whatever the case may be that you're going to be using. Just get that basic, hey, I'm just accentuating, you know, and exaggerating the things that I already have. Like, my eyes are beautiful. I'm going to highlight them. I'm going to make them look more beautiful. For those, you know, men out there, you know, work out. Just be healthy. Be fit. Because I'm telling you, if you are super out of shape and your significant other, let's say if she's a woman, your significant other is being threatened by somebody, you can only fight for so long. You know, because you're super out of shape, your energy is going to go down. What if she needs you to pick her up and carry her to a hospital or to a car that's parked far away, and you're too tired to just pick her up, or you're so out of shape you can't pick her up? What if you're alone? What if you're the only one that could pick her up? You're going to hate yourself for not being in shape enough to pick her up. So these are just things to think about. One reason why a lot of people cheat is because there's no more beauty in the relationship physically. They're not attracted to each other anymore. And it's easy to start noticing the beautiful people outside of your relationship when the people inside that relationship no longer care how they look. That's just a reality. And it's sad, but it's true. People need to think about making each other happy, not at the expense of your own happiness, but you need to think, how can I spice up my relationship? Because essentially, like, both you guys are going to be contributing to the relationship. Both you guys are going to be contributing your absolute best to the relationship. If you're not, why are you in a relationship? You should both be contributing your best. You should both be trying to look pleasing to each other, to keep that attraction, to keep that love. Because when you look back, when you first start dating somebody, that's the most magical and special time. But look at all the things you guys are doing. I'm not saying you need to do all these things to impress each other, you know, and be fake. No. Your character and your personality is what attracts each other and really keeps that. But you can do some simple makeup to just make yourself look pleasing. If you have lots of blemishes, yeah, the person loves you for you and you love that person for that person. But yeah, still take care of yourself. I'm not saying that cheating is right at all. I'm not trying to, you know, justify cheating by any means. Cheating's wrong 100%. But I'm saying this episode's about why people cheat. One major reason why people cheat is because they stop being attracted to the person they're with. And one reason why people become less attracted to each other is because they stop trying to look good for each other. Because I'm telling you, when they first started dating you, they thought you were hot. They looked at you for a reason. They thought you were beautiful. And you took care of yourself before you met them. You went out and you took care of yourself. And now you're with them and you stopped taking care of yourself. So it's easy to fall out of physical attraction with someone who doesn't take care of themselves. That goes both ways. That's not just for women. That's not just for men. That's for both people. Take care of yourselves and do your best to be the best version of yourselves. You don't have to go up and you don't have to have an Olympic bodybuilding body. You don't have to have this, you know, Victoria's Secret model contour or makeup skills. You don't need all that. But to take care of yourself, to become the best version of yourself and present your most beautiful qualities to each other so that they're always available and visible to each other. Those are things that really help keep that physical attraction there. If you get into a relationship and you just let yourself go and stop caring, then yeah, it's going to be easy to fall out of physical attraction. With my fiance, I had a conversation with her about health. I told her that I would do my absolute best to stay in the best shape I can. And, you know, when we first started talking, I just wanted to have a straightforward conversation about this. And I said, I'm not expecting you to be a size zero or, you know, be a super thin supermodel size girl. I'm not expecting that. I'm not asking for that. But what I will ask is that you agree with me in setting a restriction for weight. That weight restriction would be if I can't pick you up and don't get so big to where I can't pick you up in an emergency. Because if I can't, if I'm working out and keeping myself fit and I still can't pick you up because you're that big, I'm going to be mad. It's not fair to me to feel like I was too weak to get my wife or my girlfriend, my fiance into a car to take her to the hospital because she was just too heavy to drag or pick up or pull. That's not fair to me. That's not fair to the children one day we will have. And I also said, I also don't want you to be a slave in your own body. I don't want you to watch me play with our kids while you're just sitting down because you don't have the energy to get up and play. I don't want to go hiking one day and then you just sit there and say, you guys go on up and, you know, I'll wait for you guys to come back down. So you don't enjoy the adventure with us. You watch us live life while you're not able to participate with us. I also don't want to go to a theme park where my children and myself, we're all watching, you know, we're all having a good time on the rides. We sit in a roller coaster all ready to go. And then she gets on the roller coaster and they're not able to close the safety bars or the safety rails in front of her. Because then guess what she's going to do? She's going to feel sad and embarrassed that she's too big to sit in those chairs. And then the next thing she's going to do, she's going to get off. And then she's going to tell me, you go ahead and ride, have fun. I'll be right here. Don't worry about it. And there's no way I'm going to ride that roller coaster without her. Unless, you know, I was with my friends or my guys or something, she wasn't there. But if she's there and I came with her, she's my right arm. I'm going to be right there with her. I'll tell the kids, you guys go ahead and have fun. I'll stay right there on the side. Will I be mad? Yeah, I'd be mad because I believe that situation could have been avoided. You know, I don't want her to feel like she can't participate in the joys of life with us. So that was the only requirement. I didn't say what size I had to be. I just said, I want you to be healthy. I want you to be able to enjoy life with us. I want you to live life with us and not be a prisoner in your own body. And please don't get so big I can't pick you up. I will ask that of you. I'm not commanding it out of you. I'm not ordering it out of you. I'm asking for this agreement. And if you're willing, please tell me yes and please keep your word. She thought about it and she said, what you're asking is fair. And she agreed. That's the only height, or that's the only weight requirement we have in our relationship. And I work out a lot. I try to do my best to stay fit. I know how to lift dead weight. I've done so much training in my life. So she would have to be very, very big for me to not be able to pick her up and put her in a car or mobilize her. So those are some things that are also important. Don't let yourself go. Just because you got the person you were seeking or the person that you have, your significant other, doesn't mean it's okay to go ahead and just let yourself go and stop caring about your personal appearance. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Present yourself nicely. Don't sit there in nasty, stinky, dirty clothes that smell like catfish and sweat and depression. Like, get up there and actually have some clean, nice, good clothes. Wear that stuff nicely. You're around the house. Don't have your feet smelling like old rotted corpses. Go clean yourself. Take care of your body. Make sure that when they come home, they're not smelling body odor, but they come home to a nice clean home, and that they come home to somebody who takes care of themselves, that presents themselves nice and appealing to each other. That's important. One of the biggest, most common reasons people cheat is because they stop caring. They let themselves go. Which is why, look, when you see celebrities and you see people in divorces, what happens after people get divorced? One of the most common things people do is they go to the gym and they start taking care of themselves. They start working out. They start getting their nails done again. They start shaving themselves better. They start grooming themselves better. They start looking better. And then a couple of months pass and they see each other, their old significant others, and they're like, whoa, and you look good. And they're like, oh, you look good too. Why do we let ourselves go once we get the person we're dating? Stop doing that. Take care of yourselves. Put a little makeup on to cover up those blemishes. If that's, you know, the thing that stands out more, accentuate. You don't have to put your A-game makeup like you're going out for the night. Just put a little something on to continue to look physically beautiful to each other to the best of your abilities, you know, and continue to work on maintaining that attraction with each other. It's work. It takes work. The next reason why people often cheat is because of lack of self-love. If you don't love yourself, there's no way you're going to love someone else. That's just the truth. You have to love yourself. You have to realize, you have to know yourselves and realize what you will and will not do. Just because somebody flirts with you doesn't mean that you have to let it happen or engage back with them. You can have conversations with people the opposite sex, but if you feel like anybody is a threat to your relationship or they are trying to hinder forward progress of your relationship or compete with your significant other, that is a person who is not your friend. That is a person who's not going to make you happy, and that is a person who is going to end up stabbing you in the back. Because no self-respecting individual would knowingly flirt with someone in a committed relationship. Anyone who's willing to flirt with somebody in a committed relationship with the intention of spending any amount of affectionate time with them, whether it be sex or just having dates or going out and hanging out, that is a trap, that is a threat, and that is not a good influence. Because let's say you do end up sleeping with this person. What's the likelihood that you're going to grow old and have a happy life with this individual? Very low. Because if they do it to you or they do it for you, they're going to do it against you. They're showing you who they are. And as Dr. Maya Angelou, a poet, an American poet, once said, people will show you who they are. Listen to them the first time. End quote. That's so true. If somebody's willing to flirt with you and still keep trying to pursue you, even though they know you're in a committed relationship, that person is not going to be faithful to you either. I don't care how good the sex is, that's going to wear off. And chances are, once it wears off, you're going to find out that the personality of this individual is garbage all along. And then you're going to have one of those eureka moments where you look back and go, crap, it was right there in front of my face all along, but all I could see was the contour of that individual's body, or how they talked to me, or how they made me feel. You're just going to end up regretting it. And then when you go back to your significant other who was a good person, if they're a bad person, you know, they'll probably take you back. But if they're a good person, they're probably going to be like, I'm not going to let you hurt me again. So you lost out. I'm sorry. We're not getting back together. And they play that Taylor Swift song, "We Were Never Getting Back Together." So a little recapping, what have we discussed so far, talked about? One, don't let yourself go. Two, work to stay attracted to each other. give your best to each other and with each other and for yourselves. 3, love yourself. And don't entertain influences that seek to destroy you, because you're going to end up losing everything for nothing. Invest in what is going to bring forth fruit. And don't entertain those resources and influences who are openly and bluntly willing to do things with you, knowing you have somebody in your life already. Those people will get you caught up. And those people are the ones that won't have your back for anything. People cheat because they stop caring. They stop trying. They stop respecting themselves. Don't fall into that pattern. And another thing too, don't stop complimenting each other. For every meal, say thank you. Show it. Show that gratitude. For every gift, show that gratitude. And don't give them the same present every time they give you something nice, you go and have sex with them. That's a nice gift, but seriously, you gotta use more imagination at some point. Like, oh my gosh, you made dinner, I'm gonna sleep with you. That gets old after a while. Like, yeah, you people are like, no, they can do that. No, seriously, dude, like repackaging the same present gets old after a while. Like, at some point when you mature and grow up, you start seeing that love is not just sex. There's so much more to love than just a physical attraction, a physical exchange of physical intimacy. There's so much more. And the thing that makes that type of intimacy deep is actual intimacy, the deep connection. And it's little to do with sex and more to do with the emotional trust and connection that is established between both those participants based off of the skills and experiences that they have exchanged over a period of time. That's what makes that intimacy so special. So don't let yourself go. Don't take each other for granted. Don't stop saying thank you. Don't stop calling each other handsome and beautiful. Show that love. Show that gratitude. Love yourself. And please do not put yourself in a position to fall, because you will. If you try to show others how tough you are by putting yourself in dangerous, unfaithful predicaments or positions, you will find out just how weak you are, in fact. If you know somebody is super attracted to you, they know you're in a relationship, they are very clearly willing to do things with you, even in some ways they get you, is they say, oh, your girl doesn't let you do this, or your partner doesn't let you do this to them, and you know, you'll begrudgingly say no. Don't discuss your sex life with anybody else, especially someone of the same sex you are attracted to. Don't do that. Your sex life is between you and your partner. That's it. Don't talk with anybody else about your sex life. Because the minute you talk to somebody who is attracted to you about your sex life, they're going to be able to get to know you more. And they are going to start also being able to know intimate details about you and entertain those details and also speak on them. So let's say you would love for your significant other to do a certain act with you or on you. And that partner doesn't want to. They don't believe in that. They're not into that. Well, this new beautiful temptation that is at your job or at your, you know, at some organization or in the supermarket that you go to all the time, or whatever the case may be, you have a conversation. You're just like, man, it's just frustrating. I do all this, because of course you're going to make yourself look good. Like, yeah, I do all these things, and then, you know, I asked her, she'll let me do this, but she won't let me do it. And then that's an opportunity for that person who will most likely say, I do that. And then guess what you're going to do? The first thing that's going to come to your mind is an image of you doing that thing with that person. And if you're not careful, that image will become an actual experience, an actual an example, or excuse me, not an example, it will become an actual physical event. It will happen. Everything starts off with a thought. And if you entertain the wrong thoughts, the wrong things will happen. This is why people cheat. It's not always just one person who causes the cheating. Often it's both people who participate in that cheating to some degree. My final words on this subject to you who are still listening with me and who are willing to hear this stuff. Don't cheat because you're better than that. If you don't want to commit a relationship, establish that understanding on day one with that person. Let that individual know, I don't want a relationship. I'm not ready for a relationship. I just want to go out and have fun. I want to be with different people. I want to experience life. I don't want any strings. So if they get connected to, or, you know, attached to you and get connected to you and then they get mad, well, how come you didn't call me last night? Like, well, I told you I don't want any relationships. I established this. Then the fault is on that individual for not listening to you. But don't move forward in a relationship with somebody and give them all the signs that you're trying to do that just to pull back when you see someone else you think is more attractive. If you're ready for a relationship, be ready for that relationship and be with that person. It's incredible to be married and or engaged or dating the right person for the right reasons. It's incredible to build a life with someone who really knows you. But choose your partner wisely. Don't just jump in the, you know, in a serious relationship with someone just because they have beautiful, beautiful eyes and a great body. There's more to life than that. Build that relationship. Maintain it by service for each other, in exchange of service to each other, regardless of what sex you are. Just take care of each other. Love each other. Trust each other. Be honest with each other. Serve each other. And most of all, don't take each other for granted. And don't stop trying. Thank you so much for spending time with me on Real Talk with RJ, signing out.